money, money can buy me love. Now we go to JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, on this Monday morning. Morning, Andrew.
Yeah, morning, Larry.
Interesting weekend. Let's start with the US non-farm payrolls because they were pretty good.
They were. So we'll talk about the impact of those trade tariffs soon. But it's important to remember, you know, we've been going on and on about these trade tariffs. But remember, the world keeps going. I mean, the wheels keep turning. Everything else does keep happening. And one of the key factors we've got that's sort of leaning against the impact of that trade protectionism is the economic situation in the world's largest economy, the world's largest share market. I'm talking about the US, and they're going pretty good. I mean, Friday night, yep, we had the release of non-farm payroll report. That's the monthly read on labor and the employment market. This is for June. So the Department of Labor reported that the US economy added 213,000 jobs in June. Now, they were expecting about 195. So not only was the June figure better than expected, but they also revised a couple of the earlier months as well. So April and May both revised up, April from 159,000 to 175. May, they put about 11,000 on there to 244,000. So further proof, Larry, that there is undeniable strength in the US labor market. They give us data on the unemployment rate and wages as well. Now, a little bit point of interest here, the unemployment rate actually rose, but that was due to a rise in the participation rate. So the participation rate went from 62.7 to 62.9. Now, it doesn't seem like it's much of a move, but this is a very large labour market we're talking about. So that puts over 600,000 more people into the workforce. So you've got this strong labour market. It's taking up the spare capacity in the labour pool. So that's a good thing in terms of wages. Average hourly wages rose 2.7% year on year. That's below expectations. So there's a little bit of wage pressure, but it's not accelerating away. What we are seeing, we're seeing this in Australia as well, Larry, the growth is biased towards part-time positions. You're seeing that in other parts of the world as well, and that may explain some of the lack of response in the average hourly earnings. Now, how'd the market respond? Well, remember, this is against the backdrop of those introduction of trade tariffs. Well, that rise in the unemployment rate got the market thinking about the number of rises that we might see out of the US Fed funds rate, and perhaps the Fed wouldn't need to do as many rises as had been expected. So cue a weaker US dollar, and from our point of view, stronger New Zealand dollar. Mm. So Kiwi stronger on Friday night.
So Andrew, what's the latest on the trade spat?
Well, you know, almost universally, actually, Larry, almost universally, share markets higher on Friday night. So at this stage, it looks like markets are assuming that trade spat either won't last for too long, or it won't impact too greatly on company performances. And actually, I think the market was more focused on that farm payroll number. So midnight Friday, Washington time, 25% tariffs went on everything, and on $34 billion worth of stuff being imported into the US. China hit back immediately with duties on US imports. We know they're targeting soybeans in the automobile sector. Look, there's another $16 billion worth of imports that are in the firing line as well, but they're doing some consultation on what they're going to do. Look, one thing, Larry, I couldn't help but notice some work that was presented over the weekend. Now, this is based on numbers from Bloomberg Economics and the OECD. It was looking at the negative impact on GDP in various countries if China starts cutting imports. So let's say they did a 10% cut. Now, actually, New Zealand was in this table as well, and these guys reckoned a 10% cut in imports to China would imply a 0.5% fall in New Zealand GDP. Now, look, I'm not sure about the accuracy of that or the assumptions behind it, but the theme, Larry, the theme's important. Trade disruption globally will impact on New Zealand. So that I don't think we can get away from that.
Now give us the numbers then, Andrew, if you will.
Sure. So share markets actually look pretty good. Dow Jones 24,456. They were up 99. It's about 0.4%. S&P 500 2759 up 23. Nasdaq had a good night. Gained 1.3%. 7688. FTSE 100 7617. They're up 14. Nikkei 21788. Also up 1%. Shanghai Composite 2747. The ASX 200, they gained 57 on Friday night, 6272. NZX 50 closing at all-time highs, 9084, up 0.2% Friday. On the currency, stronger New Zealand dollar, 0.6828 against the US, 0.9207 against the Aussie. Here's the one that Ryan Fox will be interested in. 0.5820 against the euro. Yeah. He'll be calculating his little win there. Great British pounds, 0.5145. The yen at 75.43. Gold trading at $1,255.48. And Brent crude, $77.11.
Thank you, Andrew. Andrew Callagher from JMI Wealth News Talk ZB, now 6:22.